Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Wilmer Kaufman. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to go into where it talks about the broad way and the narrow way. I would like to talk about entering in here this morning. We all know that when we come to the Lord or in our lives, when we all realize that we need to do something with Jesus. We all realize that after this life here on earth, that we will spend eternity somewhere. And entering in, when we think of entering in, we think of entering into the family of God. Here's the verse that I was looking for. Matthew 17, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. In my younger years, I always looked at those verses, and my attention was drawn to the narrow way and the broad way. But the key to these two verses is the entering in. When we enter in into God's family, that is a time in our lives where we are entering into a straight gate. It's not only at that time that we are entering in. As I grew older, I began to realize that we enter in many times a day. And when we enter in, it's either going to be in a straight gate or it's not the straight gate. Depends on our decision. When we enter in, every time we enter in our daily walk, we bind ourselves more and more to something. Either we are binding ourselves more to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, or we are binding ourselves more and more to Lucifer, the spirit that rules the world. And the spirit realm is very aware of this entering in. One of the times that we enter in is when we're born again. And when we come to that place where we commit our lives to Him, we enter into that. We step across a threshold. We enter in. That is when we make a commitment with the Lord Jesus Christ, our God, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Ghost. Another time that we make a commitment is the day that we get baptized. And we could just look back to those 2 days and look to that day of our commitment, our entering in, and let it that. But to me, this is this has a much deeper meaning to me today than that. When we agree with God, even though our understanding might not always agree with God, or we could almost question God, or whatever it may be, when we come to a point where we just simply make a commitment, that is entering in. That commitment can come on a daily basis, where we commit ourselves to God in many different ways. One of the ways that we can commit ourselves to Him is by rejoicing in Him, praising in Him, and worshiping Him. I would like to go to, I think it's Psalms 100. One of the ways that I've found very meaningful in entering into His courts is here, and it describes it pretty well in Psalms 100. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." It seems when we start singing and praising Him, there's an entering in. Or it can be at times when we come to the Lord and we don't really know how to get started. A good way is to just start singing to Him. And after a bit, we find ourselves entering in. It said, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing." Jesus said that when we serve others, we are serving Him. And so I guess as we serve the Lord, one of the ways that we can serve the Lord is by serving others. And when we serve others with gladness and come before His presence with singing, we can, there's many different ways that we can serve the Lord, but I was just thinking that of that one, that we can serve the Lord in that way. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. That's another entering in. Whenever we serve God, whenever we agree within ourselves that we are agreeing to serving Him, we enter in. "Know ye that the Lord is good. It is He that has made us and not ourselves. We are His people and the pasture of His sheep." When we worship God in that way and we acknowledge Him and adore Him and give Him His rightful place in our lives, it's an entering in for us. Here it says, "Enter into His gates." I find it interesting because it talks about the gate here again, and it talks about entering in. "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and to His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name." Throughout scriptures, we can find different places where there was a battle. Maybe there was a war going on or a battle, when the people enter Him and thank Him, the battle was won on its own. And that is so true in our day that we live in. The battles that we face, the war that we're in, many times it looks dark. And that's exactly what Lucifer wants it to look like. He wants it to look dark and impossible. But when we find ourselves in the battle and things are dark, and we start praising God, there's several things that are happening when we do that. We are reminding God that even in our hard times, we will still praise him. But we're also reminding Lucifer that despite of what is going on, we still praise God. Like the Hebrew children that were cast into the fire furnace, before they were cast in, the king said to them, he said, don't you realize that I can throw you, and I have the power to throw you in the fire furnace? And three young men told him, they said, they acknowledged his power, that he could do that. But this is what they said. They said, we know that our God would have the power to save us from those flames. However, even if he does not, we will still not bow down to your idol. And that's what we're saying to Lucifer in those times. When discouragement or weariness settles in spiritually, and we start praising and thanking the Lord, that is the same as telling him that even though this fiery trial that we're going through at this time, even though we're going through that, we know that our Father could deliver us from this fiery trial that we're going through. However, if he chooses not to deliver us right now, we will still not give in to him. Goes on to say, for the Lord is good. Yes, our Father in heaven is good. He is a good Father. We can trust him. We can look up to him. We can praise him, worship him. He has nothing to be afraid of. In fact, we can snuggle up to him all and as much as we possibly can. He is a good God, and we do not have to be afraid of him. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. It says all generations, that means your generation and mine. As we go through today, regardless of what we are facing, let us come before the Lord, rejoicing, praising him, entering into those gates, entering into that gate where few find their way in. You know, even though there might only be a few that enter in, that should not stop you and I from entering in and rejoicing in him today, to rest in him, to trust in him, and to we don't have to go into the battle alone today. But he will be with us, and we will be with him. Praise the Lord.